Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to the show. Today is my one of my favorite days. I get to spend an hour with Bev Conover of Intrepid Report. And Bev and I have both endured the same thing a lot of Americans endured last night, watching the entire, I don't even know if I could call it a debate. So good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Maria.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at that debate last night, if you want to call it a debate. And I went back to remembering what little I could, because I was fairly young.
Watching it once was enough. I had all I could do not to turn it off.
Well, you like me, probably remember some of one of the first televised debates, which was John F. Kennedy and Nixon.
Yes, but they you can't compare that to what happened last night.
I'm not comparing it. What I'm saying is, look how far we've fallen.
Well, in those days, I'm trying to think up to whose presidency. You had the League of Women Voters who handled the debates. So, I mean, it was a totally different thing. What has happened since, like, I can hardly even call any of them debates, and last night was, oh God.
Well, I was reading the European papers this morning.
And every
country on earth is shocked, stunned, disgusted. I don't even know what the words are, but today I think every American should be pretty much embarrassed.
No. Those of us who've had no part in this should not be embarrassed.
Oh, well,
angry.
I agree with that.
Yes.
All right. Well, I do agree with that. But I was stunned. I mean, it just got worse and worse. And I have to tell you, I've been doing radio now for 23 years. And in all the 23 years of radio, plus all the public speaking I've done in my life, I have never let anyone get away with what Chris Wallace allowed Trump to continuously do.
Well, I read afterwards that Wallace could not shut off Trump's microphone because the committee that put this thing together said that the participants had to agree. And I'm not defending Chris Wallace, believe me. Because I kept saying to myself, why don't you shut him down? Shut him down.
Right. I mean, they should have just ended it. After the first 10 minutes, he should have just given up and said, that's it, and walked away.
Right.
But they continue the freak show to continue because, you know, after all, the only thing Trump is good at is being a showman. Not a good one, but a showman.
That was not a good show. That was insanity.
I know. Some of my listeners
are... And lies. I mean, the lies just keep coming and coming and coming.
It wasn't even just lies. I mean, yeah, listen. When he attacked Joe Biden's sons... I have to tell you, as a mother, if he was attacking my kids, I would have jumped him right there on the stage and went for his jugular. But Biden remained a gentleman and didn't bring up all the criminal charges against Trump and his family.
Well, never got a chance to either.
I know. He couldn't get a word in elsewise, although the few words he did, people seemed to like. I think I read this morning that during the second half of the debate, Biden raised close to $4 million.
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, I read that this morning. I mean, people were...
And I would hate to go through that whole debate again. Oh God.
Oh God, it was like a nightmare. A move. Listen, but it's been the culmination of a 4-year-long nightmare.
No, my dear, it's worse than that. I have been saying this, I'm not going to say for how many years, that this is where we were headed. And all those years, most people I try to tell it to, I would either get that cute little smile like, forgive her, she's nuts, or I would be told everything is going to work out. Mm-hmm. Well, it hasn't worked out, and here we are.
I think we're in a very dangerous place, especially when he refused repeatedly to answer the question about standing against white supremacists when he gave another dog whistle to the Proud Boys.
Oh, God, yes. And the Proud Boys went and put up a new logo.
Right. Stand down and stand by.
Yeah. Stand back.
I mean, who the hell says that? I mean, who the hell says that?
No. You know, you have to ask yourself, the Constitution says just to run for president, you have to be a natural-born citizen, which in other words, born in this country, and at least 35 years of age. Mm-hmm. That's all it says. And here we are. We got Trump. And you say to yourself, how did this guy, who knows nothing, how did he do it? And I keep looking online, and after the thing was over last night, I keep my eye on some of his supporters. One woman, I can hardly believe, she's a graduate of MIT. She is not a stupid woman, but she can't see beyond Trump. And her little cult followers were putting up crap of who won the debate. I just checked out a little while ago what there was about CNN, that 68% of the CNN poll said that Trump won. Well, yeah, that's one of those cuckoo pot instant online polls. You can't trust those.
Well, I saw a poll that said 62% said that Biden won. But you know who loses? It's always we the people.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Obviously, the entire world agrees with that. Kamala Harris this morning said that he's denigrated the office of president, but that's nothing new.
He denigrated from the moment he set foot in it.
Exactly. He's denigrated the Medal of Freedom by giving it to his friends and losers like Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I don't know what else does this guy got to do before people say this man is a lunatic and belongs in an asylum?
I don't know.
He told us
Corona. I got my ballot. It arrived Monday. I filled it out yesterday and I took it to the post office.
Right. Well, what do you think about him trying to demonize? I did like when Joe said to him, when he was demonizing mail-in ballots, you mailed in your ballot to Florida.
Well, that's different. That was an absentee ballot, see?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I've been voting like that for years.
Last night he had the postal workers taking money for ballots, dumping ballots. I mean, it was just insanity.
I know, it really is. It was insanity from beginning to end. Although, Biden did get a few good shots in saying, this is a clown. And I guess they already came out with a T-shirt this morning. Shut up, man. So the T-shirt business is going to do good after last night. But there you had Trump bragging about his economy, again insulting China with the China virus, China virus, China virus. Pushing the blame off on something he did nothing about. It was just insanity and embarrassing.
Well, it was insanity and making me very angry.
Very angry. But you know what? One of my listeners wrote me this morning. She told me that she couldn't watch it past a half hour because her shoulders were tensing up. She was getting all tensed up and that her shoulders were still hurting her today. I mean, this guy has put, you know, the whole country into a depression for 4 years now. You know, the Trump anxiety disorder.
It's going to get worse if he gets that horrible woman on the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, some journalists are still trying to figure out who's paying for, who's financially backing Trump's picks. And so far, they seem to be lost. But she is the worst choice. First, she's only been a lawyer for for 2 years.
Yeah.
But then Trump did say, what was it, a week or so ago, that you don't need any qualifications or to be an attorney to be on the Supreme Court.
That is true. That is true. Anybody could be chosen to serve on the Supreme Court.
Well, I mean, it proved that anybody can be president, too.
Well, Trump proves that.
Right, but when you look at this, you know, and Trump has openly admitted that he's counting on the courts to get involved with the ballots because, of course, everything to him is a stolen election.
Well, of course, he got to at least three of the justices, the ones he's picked, in his pocket.
Right. But then I go back to, you know, the beginning of my show in the year 2000, which seems like 1,000 years from since then. It was the Supreme Court that handed us George W. Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people forget that. You know, listen, no, certainly not a smear on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But if our democracy was hanging on one small woman's life, like a lot of people think, then we're really in deep caca.
Ma'am, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I was all for her, but I would have to sort of agree with one writer who said that she should have retired back when Obama was still president.
All right. So now
she already had a bout of cancer.
Uh-huh.
At least, I don't know what Obama would have picked. I wasn't too thrilled with his Merrick Garland, but...
Me either, but I mean, look at the hypocrisy. It was 200 days before the election, and they said that Obama couldn't pick.
We can't do this, no.
Right.
We can do it now, because we have the White House and the Senate.
All right, we can do it now with, 35 days left? And you know what? They get away with it. I keep waiting to see what is it going to take for the Republican Party to grow a spine, but I doubt they're ever going to.
I think the Republican Party is gone.
Well, I think it's gone permanently, and I keep telling people, don't vote for anybody that's a Republican, even if it's a dog catcher.
And the Democrats aren't, let's face it, the Democrats are not much better.
No, I mean, what are they doing about all these different things? Do you know what I mean?
Nothing.
It's every day.
They know where the money is. There is the problem. It's the money.
And we
get Biden. Don't expect too much from him.
Right. But you look at how long have Americans gone without a new stimulus? You know, how many Americans are losing their homes, can't feed their kids, et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, they're losing their homes. They're losing their health insurance. A couple million more. I was just reading an article where their employers can no longer pay their insurance premium, so they're going to lose that medical insurance. But who cares, right?
Right. Who cares is right. But then you turn around and you look at what would have buried any other president in history, the revelations by the New York Times on Trump not paying taxes. And I think Joe threw out the 750
that,
once.
I've been saying for ages now that, A, he's not a billionaire. We don't even know if he's a millionaire. And when it all comes down on him, it's going to come over the money. So be it taxes or who he's getting money from or whatever, there you are. And this is the thing right now, he thinks he's trying so hard to stay in office, because once he's out of office, they may finally come after him, and when the states do, there's nothing that he can do about it.
Well, and deservedly so. You know, listen, for the past 4 years, every quarter when I go into my accountant to pick up what I owe, I continually had said to her, I'm paying more taxes than the president, but she would like poo-poo me. So, you know, the next, so I guess the next time I see her, I'm going to ask her if she thinks that I was lying for the past 4 years. You know, they compared, you know, what a school teacher pays in taxes, what a firefighter pays in taxes, mm-hmm. a construction worker. And this pig who's cost us over $140 million just for his golf outings.
Oh, forgot to, how about a $70,000 hairstylist?
Wow, he should ask for his money back on that one. That's what I say. For what? I think a bird flying overhead with its twigs to build a nest could have done a better job.
You know, the thing that I'm having a problem understanding. For years, he has lied about the value of his assets. Mm-hmm. He tells the IRS he's losing money, not paying any taxes, of course. Then, but he goes to the banks and he ups the value of all his assets. How in the hell do you get away with that?
Exactly. And, you know, the other question, which, you know, it remains to be seen, is who does he owe all this money to? You know, most Americans think it's just $431 million. But Forbes said it's more like $1.1 billion in mm-hmm. debt.
Mm-hmm.
And yet...
I mean, surely you can remember, what was it, back in the 90s? Was it after his father died? When he was so broke, they had to put him on a budget.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Barely. I tried to not pay too much attention.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, I guess Melania must be rethinking her prenup at this point.
Well, you know, I see online sites, and I'm not going to mention any names of them, but allegedly on the left, where they beg for money. Oh, we need $50,000 by such and such a day. We need $30,000. We need $100,000. And I'm saying to myself, well, I'm sitting here dying.
Right.
Getting a few bucks here and there, thank God, for the people who do help. But the real help that I need isn't coming. If they're lying, you know, and then they'll put up a thermometer saying how much money they've taken in. And I'm saying to myself, I wonder if they're telling the truth about this or they're lying, because I would never pull that. I would figure the IRS would take one look and get me.
Exactly. Well, I get those same emails every day, 2 days to go, worst month ever, we're going to shut down, blah, blah, blah. And like you, I'm like, wow, you know, the few people that support my work is great, and I appreciate every one of them. But if I also didn't supplement my income, this show would have been over a long time ago, and I'm not out there begging people every month, every day of every month. But worse than that, and like you, I won't mention the site, but another site that I had trusted for over 20 years as a news site, which is supposed to be left, all of a sudden became pro-Trump. And... After all these years of interacting with them, I wrote the person that moderates it, that puts it together, and I said, when did you become a Trump fan? And I got sort of a nasty note back, but I couldn't believe that her defense was because he's anti-war. And I had written her back and said, what about, right, and I wrote her back and I said, what about the 5,000 new troops he's sending to Syria? And she didn't write me back.
What about all the money, more money he wants for the military to buy more toys?
Exactly. The money that the Pentagon got, what was it, $1 billion to make, you know, masks and things that doctors and whatnot needed, and all they did was reinvest it in more weapons. But to believe that it's okay to put up with Trump because he's anti-war, I was stunned, okay? Needless to say, that's not a resource I'll ever use again. And I used to, I mean, really put out great stuff for at least 20 years. And it's kind of like some of the people I used to have on my show or interviewed on my show who also joined on the Trump wagon. And I actually had to block some of them.
Well, somebody who I greatly admire and love him dearly, and I'm not going to mention names, I don't know if he's playing devil advocate. I am reluctant to even ask him, because I know if I ask him, and if his support of Trump is not playing devil's advocate, that would be the end of our friendship. Mm. That's how bad it is.
I understand. I totally understand. And I mean, I've had to do it too, and it hurts. It's shocking, actually, to see people that you thought were intelligent, you know, the same people that were aware of 9/11, the stolen election, that have covered, you know, every president along with me for the past 21 years, to jump on the Trump bandwagon and buy the bullshit. I mean, I could understand it with family and friends because they're not doing the research. They don't do the work we do. They just believe whatever Fox News or whatever channel they watch tells them. But when you look at super intelligent people, and I've warned some of them, I said, you're going to ruin your entire body of work. Everything you've worked for the past 30, 40 years is going to be discarded. And they just went along with it.
Well, luckily for his family and friends, none of mine are on the Trump side.
Well, lucky you. You know,
but
go ahead.
What does bother me is that some of them, they don't follow this stuff, all of it. Mm-hmm. So when you mention something particular or a name or something, they don't know. I find that very troubling.
Well, you always have that. I think we've always had that in this country, because I hear it from people all the time. I'm not interested in politics.
Right.
And I have said,
I don't have time for that.
Right. And I told them a million times, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. So now, while they're complaining that they lost their unemployment or they lost the extra unemployment benefit or they're desperate for another stimulus check, they've lost their jobs, there's no jobs around, I remind them, remember you said you weren't interested in politics, but now you know, everybody's about to lose their Obamacare with this new handmaiden that they want to put on the court. Women may lose their right to abortion after, 50 years? Will they be interested in politics then?
Yeah. I have a feeling, definitely if the court takes up the abortion thing, that'll be the end of it. What is it, 47 years women now have had the right to have an abortion?
All right, well, since 73?
I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely would go. But when it comes to Obamacare, I wonder if Roberts and maybe Alito have enough damn common sense that they would not kill it.
Well, I guess...
that is going to set off I don't know what in this country.
Well, I mean, so many people, you already said it, have lost their, what we'll call it, private insurance. Because they lost their jobs and their insurance was connected to their jobs or their bosses went bust.
Right.
So here we are in the middle of a pandemic with a president who says he's got a beautiful, wonderful healthcare plan. Even the lies, even the lies about the price of insulin, okay, which I know plenty of people on diabetes that are paying through the nose over $300 a month for their insulin. And yet people just believe this guy without even flipping a page or even going too lazy to go to Google and look it up.
I don't know.
We live in interesting times, but look at this. There is such a fast news cycle. Okay. Under normal circumstances, Bev, how much television would we have seen on the pomp and circumstance of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's funeral? Immediately before her little body was cold, the story was stolen by Mitch McConnell, we're going to put in a new Supreme Court justice.
Right.
Right. Most people don't know she was buried at Arlington, okay, today, I think, or yesterday. Then, you know, even in the regular world of normalcy, how many people know that yesterday, Helen Reddy and Mac Davis, two fabulous composers and singers, died on the same day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no room for anything but Trump. It's been this way for 4 long years.
Well, what can I tell you?
I know. What did you think about when Trump and his paramour, Melania, showed up at Ginsburg's memorial and got booed?
Oh, he didn't realize they were booing and he didn't hear that.
Yeah, you know that's a crock. You know that's BS.
Of course it is. You saw his face.
Yeah, he walked away as fast as he could.
And he turned around quick and left.
Right. So
well,
now,
as quick as he can turn around. I mean, he's got some problems there.
Exactly, Mr. Size 48, we're supposed to believe is what, 250? So, I mean, you look at this insanity going on. The story with his taxes alone, you would think, you know, in Italian we have an expression, and when you translate it, it says that guy's got a hard face. Okay, This guy's got the hardest face I've ever seen. Okay, no matter what gets exposed about him, he just says, fake news, and he tries to ignore it. But you have to think, it has to be eating him up alive when he's not in public.
Well, I keep reading that, but I wonder.
Well, like I said, hard face.
He has no conscience. I don't know.
Okay.
Everything is about him, so maybe he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, woe is me. You keep seeing a lot of that remarks that he makes. Everybody's against him, you know.
Right. Nobody likes me. Kind of like Lindsey Graham crying on TV. I mean, just the thought that we can get rid of all these people in one election is the only thing I'm hanging on to. Because I'm tired of covering them, Bev. I'm tired of covering this 24/7. Okay? There's, like I said, there's no room for other news.
But you wonder what kind of dirty work they're going to pull.
Oh, you could count on. Well, listen, when he wolf whistled.
Now they're blaming the Postal Service for not upgrading the address information that allegedly the supervisors of elections use to determine whether people have moved or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got a mess there.
Well, and they both supposedly have teams of attorneys ready. He's already talking about the Supreme Court making the pick. Then somebody says, you know, that it would be up to the House, which I don't understand that because the House didn't do anything in 2000.
Because if nobody gets the required number of electoral votes in time for the inauguration.
Oh, God.
Then it goes to the House. And then Nancy Pelosi becomes president.
Yeah, but the House doesn't make the decision on the vote.
No, that's an automatic. You go to the Constitution. If nobody has the electoral votes to become president, then it goes to the House. And it goes to Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House.
That'll make Trump real happy.
Oh, I don't know if it's going to make us real happy.
I don't either.
Anyhow.
So let me ask you this, do you...
See, I mean, there's a peculiar thing with this woman. Okay, she's another damn multimillionaire.
Right.
But she grew up in politics. She grew up in Baltimore politics. Her father was, what, mayor or something there. And some of the stuff she pulls, it just blows your mind.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, why can't we have Medicare for all? She doesn't want it. I mean...
All right. Well, because, you know, the rich have what they need, so they don't give a crap about the rest of us. And I've been saying for years, especially with the new Democrats, the progressives that, you know, the Pelosi's and the old dinosaurs don't like, it's time to get rid of all of them. All right, these people have been in power too much, and I don't know if you got to see, because like I said, the news cycle never ends.
But I hate the idea of term limits.
Well, do you think that...
I see it here in Florida, where the whole legislature is on term limits. And what have we had since? We have had a mess. The new ones that go in don't know what the hell they're doing. It's being run by faceless, unelected bureaucrats. No. I'm for the vote. You know, get them out by a vote.
Well, what did you think about the Democrats' bill this week to put in term limits for the Supreme Court of 18 years?
I'm still thinking on that one. It might not be the worst.
18 years is too long.
But then we don't vote for justices.
No, we don't. And then
no, if you give them 18 or 20 years, it's like having a whole career. But if they're in their 40s or 50s, they're not pushing 80 and 90.
Exactly. Well, you know...
I mean, let's face it, Maria. Maybe you and I are different, but the older I get, I do not get conservative.
No, I'm more like an anarchist now.
I want to help the people. I want to see the people have a fair shake. I want salaries and medical care and education and housing and you name it.
Right. I feel the same way, but I've always felt that way. I mean, the dumbing down of America is obviously complete.
A lot of people go the other way when they get older. I don't understand it, but there you are.
No, I don't either. I mean, it's supposed to be our job as matriarchs and patriarchs when you get into a certain age to give back to the next generation. But we've become a very greedy, selfish
Yes, I've got people in my own family. They don't want to pay school tax. They have no kids in school. And I would say, hey, somebody paid for you.
Exactly. Well, they don't want to think that way. Bev, we need to take a short break. Stay with us. Bev and I will be right back. Hi, this is Maria. I don't often get to talk directly to the listeners here on the Gary Noll Network, but I felt like doing that today. I know a lot of you really enjoy my show, but you might not know that I do 4 shows a week over at my website, maria.net. So if you're loving the show you get to hear on Sunday, come on over to my site and subscribe, because I've got hundreds of hours of great shows on pretty much every topic in the universe. And that again is maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. And now we can get back to this excellent show. Thanks. Okay, welcome back. I'm speaking with Bev Conover, the editor, publisher of intrepidreport.com. There's a live link here. Support the very few voices of truth and honesty that are left in America in 2020. Bev, you know, we live in a world where, you know, I got mine, the hell with you. When I look at all these Republicans, from Chuck Grassley, who, by the way, got a lot of money on that farm bailout, defending Trump's taxes, Fox News defending, well, he's smart, he didn't pay taxes. I say everyone that is okay with this, and I honestly believe they all should be audited. We should see everybody's taxes, from the Supreme Court all the way down, the both parties. How do you become a millionaire, a multimillionaire, a billionaire on $174,000 a year?
Well, you know, people have been sold a bill of goods. And we've probably been hearing it all our lives that government is not efficient. Our government's the problem. That was Ronald Reagan's favorite. Hip, hip, hooray for business. When it should be the other way around, government is not business. Government is there to serve us. Uh-huh. But the way even when the corporate media plays it up, it's splitting us off from government. That it's sort of like some of your Latin American countries, where there's the government, there's the people, and may the twain never meet.
Right.
And this is wrong. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why can't we have some fairness here?
Well, you want to talk about fairness, let's look at our legal system. Or whether it's Breonna Taylor, whether it was George Floyd, whether it was Eric Garner, And then you look at somebody like Lori Loughlin and the resort prison she gets to go to. You know, you look at white shooters who the cops will put a vest on or give them water or make a hero out of.
And look how they handled Brad, what's his face?
Rittenhouse?
The one who was Trump's campaign manager till he bounced him.
Oh, Brad Parscale.
Right.
Right, how come the guy's all freaked out? Right.
The guy's in the house, he's got guns.
Beat his wife.
They talk him out, they didn't bust the door down like they do if you're black.
Right, not a shot fired either.
And they did take him down once they got him outside.
Right.
But that time I'm saying to myself, why are you doing this? That this guy doesn't have any weapons on him. Why don't you, if you're going to cuff him, just cuff him standing up. Why are you going to walk him to the ground? But that's another issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, but...
Oh, no. You know, right now with Trump and his 1776 committee, here's a guy who knows nothing about history, but now he's wrapping, what is it, the 1619 committee, which is telling the truth about how this country was founded.
Right. Well, he also ragged on Howard Zinn. I'm sure you saw that. He accused Howard Zinn of nothing but propaganda, and I took serious offense at that because I had Howard on my show at least 3 times. So he wants to rewrite history Hitler style. I mean, it's the same kind of mind control as Hitler, and yet when he's compared to Hitler or Goebbels or Mussolini, right away the Republicans come out and say, unfair.
One difference between Hitler, Mussolini, and Trump is they were a lot smarter than he is.
And talented. And, you know, people now, they want to compare him to Al Capone. Al Capone was loved. Okay, Al Capone was loved by pretty much everybody. You know, maybe Trump thinks he could be a star like Al Capone, but he doesn't have the charisma of Al Capone. But everybody's making the comparison because the only thing the government could get Capone on was his taxes.
I was going to say that. Put him in jail for tax evasion.
Right.
Oh. Well... Maybe Trumpy will follow
I hope to God. But, you know, to show the injustice we were talking about, Wesley Snipes, the actor, when they busted him for misdemeanor tax evasion, it wasn't...
And he was tried right here in Ocala, you know that.
Right. He offered to pay the IRS over $800,000, and they still gave him 3 years.
Yeah. Oh,
so, you know, listen, no one can argue that if you're black or poor in America, that there's a different set of laws for you.
Well, black, brown, I don't know about yellow, but people of color, as they call them.
Well, now you're starting to see, though, they're getting around to killing white people, too. You know, and you think about that 13-year-old boy with autism in Utah. That the cops fired 13 shots at. So I've been saying all along, sooner or later they come for you. What are you going to do when they come for you? And, you know, people don't care when it's not them. But sooner or later, those concentration camps at the border will be there for everybody.
I don't know if this is something new or just getting reported these days. Just about every day now, I will see an article that some white person that was cursing out some black person or doing them harm and then calling the cops on them.
Right.
Oh, because person belonged to, was in a pool or
bird watching.
Guy, his own house.
Right.
They called the cops on him. He had tried to prove that he owned the house. I'm saying to myself, this is insanity.
Yes, it is. But, you know, it's being whipped up by Mr. Stand Back, Stand By. You know, he's got a dog whistle every time he comes out to speak. And I don't even know how this is allowed. But then when you look at the Republican Party, first of all, it's mostly all men and they're all white, except for the one or two Uncle Toms that I don't know how continue to defend this president.
Well, I don't know.
It's crazy world. And then, like I said before, there's no time for the rest of the news. You know, people might be under the assumptions that those fires in California are over. They're not. They're getting worse.
I know.
Napa Valley's getting worse. Everything from wineries to pot farms are on fire.
One thing where, one of the things that Biden blew last night, when Trump started his nonsense about cleaning the forest floors.
Right.
78% of those forests are federal. So why hasn't he sent his cleaners in?
Exactly. It's federal land. That's his job. And I, the only thing I'd like to clean those floors with would be him. But then you got all those floods that happened like a week ago in Texas. Not a word from Trump. Trump giving no help, by the way, to California. Mexico sent in their firefighters to help in California. I didn't hear a thank you from Trump for the people that he's demonized for how long. You know, I guess they're sending their rapists and whatnot to help us with our fires.
That, but I think I'd better.
Right. Meanwhile, we've got a rapist in the White House who refuses to give his DNA in the case with Jean Carroll. And yet the Christians still support this breaker of every commandment, plus the ones that weren't written.
And supposedly behind the scenes, he's saying how stupid these Christians are.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's also ragged Jews in private. Would you believe it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He called most of the Christians, he called them hustlers. And Jews, you know, he's the Jews are basically only in it for themselves. Well, maybe he should look in the mirror. How does anybody vote for this guy unless they have screws missing in their heads or...
I don't know. Well, one thing, but the QAnon crap. he's going to get all these child... kidnappers and pedophiles,
right,
and the people behind them, they're all going to be arrested any day now.
Right, any day now. Any day now. You remember that commercial on TV when the guy would say, any day now.
Mm.
But they don't get that he is a pedophile. Okay. These people don't, they buy anything. When I saw who the founders of QAnon was, I said, yeah, there's no I before the Q. You want to believe a pig farmer who's been wrong about everything. Well, I Googled it. I searched it.
I was working on one of Wayne Madsen's articles about QAnon.
Well, from what I came up with, it was a pig farmer. And if you see some of the pictures of their leaders, plus every... Listen, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, right, they did the same thing like Jehovah's Witnesses, okay? Jehovah's Witnesses were always making these predictions, and they were always wrong. And here you have Q, whatever the hell they want to call themselves. Every prediction they've made so far has never happened, and people still follow it.
Well, it's going to happen tomorrow, don't you understand?
Yeah, it's any day now.
Another thing that Biden blew was about Antifa. Antifa is not... a group is a formalized group.
Well, Biden did say that. Antifa is not an organization.
Did he get that out? Maybe
yes.
I missed that. With
well, because the bull in the China shop was screaming so loud, it was hard to get that. I always put the words on my screen so I can read whatever I can't hear. But, you know, listen, Biden tried his best. He knew going in that Trump was just going to try to knock him off his game with constant rabid attacks. The fact that he kept his cool that good was a shock because I know I couldn't have. But I would have loved to have been in that chair Mike Wallace was sitting in, Chris Wallace was sitting in. Man, they should have let you or I run one of these debates. The questions would be totally different.
Oh. I don't know why any if I'm going to call Chris Wallace a journalist, I don't know if I should. We want to do these debates, because, I mean...
I don't
especially
either.
Especially after last night.
Well, listen...
I also saw an article supposedly quoting Trump's chief of staff, Mulvaney, that the other two debates are not going to happen. And I saw that was several days ago.
Yes, I saw it too, and I don't think they should have the other debates. What's the point? What's the point? It's an embarrassment. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to change anybody's mind. And maybe the one time Nancy Pelosi was right and said that Biden shouldn't bother debating Trump. It was just going to be lies and attacks, and that's exactly what it was.
Well, they would have eaten him up over that.
Right.
Remember, he's senile. Isn't that what Trump says?
Right. Well, I think it would be merciful if Trump's family actually cared about him to have an intervention and put him in a mental institution.
His niece, Mary, says that his kids are just like him.
Well,
so they don't care about him. Well, they care about themselves.
Well, they
I saw a cute thing last night. They had a picture of Donnie Jr. I forgot he was flipping out about something or other. And under the caption they put on the picture, sorry, there is no inheritance.
Right. No inheritance. But I thought about, you remember right after the inauguration, when Melania was not in the White House, she wanted to wait or some bullshit story about Barron and school. But the skinny was that she was renegotiating her renup, her prenup with Trump. And I guess until she renegotiated, she wasn't going to play the role of his doting wife. And I thought about... I wonder how that prenup's looking to her now, besides, you know, all the other things she's had to endure, like from Stormy Daniels to Karen McDougal to Jean Carroll, the list goes on and on. But like she said, as the adulterer partner while he was married to his other wife, I know what I married. Well, if she married money, she didn't know too much. Because
well,
now she's on
well,
the hook
don't
for
know
half his
what
debt.
What has not been brought up by the corporate media, at least yet, if it ever is, does he have some offshore accounts where he's hidden money?
Who knows? Maybe they're in Russia.
You know, I personally, I have a big problem over the Russia bashing. I can't figure out what Putin thinks he can get out of this with a guy like Trump.
I can't either, but then look at what Trump's done to America and go back to Nikita Khrushchev. Remember Nikita at the UN?
Yes.
That,
yes.
You know, I will bury you and destroy America without firing a shot.
But that was Khrushchev. This is a different era. The Soviet Union is no more, even though I think a lot of Russians would like it back. Mm-hmm. But that's another issue. Maybe what... You know, historically speaking, though, the Russians have always been getting bashed.
Right.
Maybe it's time to sit down with them and welcome them into the world club and try to work together. It's the same with the Chinese. Mm. Now Trump's going after the Chinese.
Right.
Well, Chinese has, what should I say? They got a tougher government than the Russians. These governments may not be our cup of tea, but it's up to those people to deal with it, just like it's up to us to deal with our mess.
Yeah, but when's the last time you heard a president talk about it? I go back to Kennedy's speech where, you know, there's only one world and we're all sharing the one world.
Right.
When have you heard that since?
I haven't.
When you hear anybody
all
talk
I know,
about peace.
Most of our lives we've been in some damn war or another.
Exactly. Exactly.
And any kid born since 2000 has known nothing but war.
Sadly, sad but true. But what about, you get one good guy. Let's remember, you know, I remember Dennis Kucinich. When he was running, he wanted to create a Department of Peace. That didn't happen and they got rid of him. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He had to go. Well, there's all the money in the selling war toys.
Well, we are lords of war. I mean, that movie couldn't be more true or depict America any more than it does. It's our number one export. And then to hear somebody that I thought was smart say, well, I'm on Trump's side because he's an anti-war president. And I'm like, what? He's dropped more drones than Obama did. but I don't understand the charisma, because just looking at him makes me want to vomit. Watching the way he breathes makes me want to gag. I did see a meme that I'm going to try then for if there is a next debate, where somebody actually put a towel over the left side of her screen. I should have thought of that. because truthfully, just the sight of him literally makes me sick. I know that I have Trump anxiety disease. I'm praying for the day that he's gone.
If Trump had any kind of smarts, any kind, he wouldn't have run for president.
Well, he wanted to save his businesses. He wanted to
save
his brand.
And he would have gotten away with all his criminality.
Exactly. But now we know that all
his... Now, if he had any smart, the mess he's got himself in, he would be regretting that he ever did run.
He should regret it. But, you know,
he could have gotten out before all the you-know-what hit the fan.
Right. Well, you know, I go along with Michael Cohen, and I think I saw it that day, you know, because the first report I had when he actually won, Melania cried. He was shocked that he won. When you look at the Times expose on his taxes and how all his businesses were failing, they put out a part two yesterday. I think he ran literally just to try to build his brand. He had no expectation of winning.
Well, that was his whole life. When he does a physical project, he winds up with bankruptcy.
Oh.
But selling himself, his name, his branding,
right,
that is what's made him money.
Exactly.
Same thing with The Apprentice. I admit, I never, in the years that that program is on, I never watched it once.
I didn't.
So I cannot tell you what the hell went on there.
I never watched it either. Just the sight of him then.
He made over $400 and some million
right
from that program alone.
Yeah, but he tried to bail out his failing golf courses then. So, you know, everything you look at, I mean, I read an article that said that he hasn't even paid one dime of principal on Trump Towers. So, I mean, listen, it also exposes not just Trump, but the way the rich screw us all constantly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
they are the cheapest people.
Right. So I don't know if this is going to make a difference to the average American. It should.
Do you remember when Kennedy was getting bashed because he never carried money?
No, but I remember
so
him getting bashed.
So if he bought a cup of coffee or something to eat,
uh-huh,
somebody else would have to pay for it.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well,
I do remember the hoopla over him being Catholic, and they didn't want a Catholic president, but now they're going to be okay with seven Catholics on the Supreme Court.
And they're going to have a Catholic in the White House, and if Biden makes it.
Right, so we might as well just say hail to the Vatican. So the conquest of America is done. Any day now. I'm going to be probably stuck with that in my head for the rest of the day. Bev, we're out of time. God knows what'll happen between now and the next time you and I talk. But I want to thank you for your integrity, for the great work you've been putting out for decades now.
Well, 22 years. This marks 22 years.
Wow.
And I wish I could write every time I get an idea, something to write. He goes and does something else, and that, I'm telling you, it just drives me crazy.
I know.
So I'm glad some people can get it together, at least get the article.
Right. It is. It's exhausted. America is exhausted.
Oh.
But you take good care, and we'll talk again soon.
Hi. Thank you, Maria. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. You know that, and hip, hip, hooray for all the work that you do.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. We'll talk soon, Bev. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bev Conover, intrepidreport.com. Support the few voices that actually do the work. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting my show. And I will see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.